Well, hey everybody, it's Rem, and welcome to the final session in the Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop for Top Practices, How to Prepare for the Summit, which is coming up incredibly quickly. So here's my final thoughts about how you can get yourself ready, get your team ready, so you can have the absolute best experience. Preparing now can drastically increase what you've learned and what you get out of the summit itself, because preparing for an event like this is going to make you and your team stronger now and move you into action now, instead of having a reactive event after the summit. You're going to get significantly more if you prepare now, and you'll accomplish more after. This will energize you. So if you brought your key staff with you and you've made your travel plans to arrive early and leave on Monday, not Sunday, and you've completed the goal setting workshop, well then congratulations, because you have done the work to get the absolute most out of the summit. And then the next 3.5 months and the next year. So congratulations, New Year's Eve is 15 minutes away and you're all set to just enjoy the holidays, work free, guilt free, because you already have the plan in place. So when you come to the summit, number one, come loaded with all of your toughest, your geekiest, even really dumb, you think, internet questions, all of your press management questions and challenges, marketing questions, everything, because you're going to be surrounded by people who really can help you if you ask, if you're prepared to ask and you know what you've got to check off. So before you come, meet with your marketer and discuss the marketing director's workshop. We are having a full-blown mastermind this year. It is driven totally by the conversation that's going to come up from the challenges, the problems, the successes of everybody in the session. So don't have a marketer? Well, then who's going to miss this while you're with the doctors, right? This is too important to miss. So somebody needs to be there. Figure out who on your staff is going to be there. And by the way, most of your staff, your administrator is going to be over in the manager's workshop, the staff workshop. So make decisions now before you go, who's going where on Sunday. If you've got a marketer, then review the pillars with that person. Discuss what's missing in your plan, what you need to improve on, and what their plan is really specifically for coming back with answers for their challenges and their questions. What is their plan to meet with people they can partner with later? I'm going to help a lot trying to make sure that everybody gets names, addresses, and phone numbers. And in the marketing session, we're just going to do it. And because we're going to have a follow-up after all of it, but you can do this with your staff and make sure everybody knows who are the two or three people they are going to get into a accountability meeting, a weekly accountability meeting, or a monthly accountability meeting, a mastermind relationship afterwards. Meet with your manager and discuss their plan for the summit. What's on their list of their biggest challenges? What's their plan to meet people who they can partner with later? What's their plan to get answers to their top challenges? And then take time after the summit, right after the summit, to review your notes, your action items with your team, and make sure you've got a follow-up meeting set up within the next 2 weeks to really begin to block this out and build your action plans. And while you're at it, block your time on your schedule now, your rainmaker time, minimum 3 hours a week. It is the number one most correlated activity that everybody has for being successful. And yeah, this is a short video. I'm almost done. The last thing you need to do is have some fun. I mean, we are a very welcoming, really cool group. Everybody here is here to help each other. That is a value that's not often held in a lot of meetings, and it's one that we have here. It's always that way at the AEPPM meetings as well. So enjoy your time at the summit, but not too much, because you want to make sure you're refreshed, ready, and in your seat first thing every morning. I will see you there. And I just really look forward to hanging with you. Remember, the summit is sort of what's the best way to put it? It's a little bit of a out of body experience with me because I'm in the room with everybody and I have personal relationships with every single one of you. But sometimes I don't know what you look like, right? That's how this goes. So when I look at your name tag, to just make sure I'm queuing with all these faces and everything, please don't be insulted. Make sure you definitely make sure you spend some time. Come up to me, say hello. I want to make sure I say hello to everybody at the summit. I love it. So I can't wait to see. It's my favorite thing I do every single year. All right. See you soon. Bye-bye.